Yeah, how do you refer to him? Who are you talking to?
Dad, daddy, father, pops, but not very, often. Mostly daddy.
Okay. And his wife is called your
mother.
What did you call her?
Mama.
And what do other kids call her?
Mom, mama.
Ma?
Not really.
All right. Your father and mother together are called your
parents.
Your father's father is your
grandfather.
Are there any more affectionate names that you want to
use? Yeah. Just thinking back to my own children and nephews and all, Peepop and Meemaw.
Really? What did you use?
Nanny was what I called one of my grandmothers. I called the other Grandma. Grandpa.
Okay. Have you heard any other unusual ones?
No, those are the ones. Oh, wait, Big Mama.
Big Mama for somebody's grandmother?
Mm-hmm.
How about Big Daddy?
And, yeah, I assume that would follow, but Big Mama's the only one I'm really acquainted with.
Okay. What's something on wheels that you can put a baby in and it'll lie down?
A stroller? Or a baby carriage?
Yeah, and a stroller doesn't have a babysitter.
Yeah.
If you're going to go out with the baby in this carriage, you say, I'm going to go out and...
walk, stroll with the baby.
All right. Would you ever say, walk the baby?
Yeah.
All right, can you think of any other way you would say it?
I think that would be most of the main thing you'd say would be, walk the baby.
Your children would be your sons and your
daughters.
And they are boys and
girls.
Okay. If a woman is going to have a child, you say she's
pregnant.
Alright, are there any euphemistic?
Expecting.
And
those are the main ones.
Have you heard any others? Unusual ones. Have you ever heard anything like she broke foot?
No.
Okay.
No.
She broke a leg?
No.
In a family way?
Yeah, in a family way. But not often.
Okay. If you don't have a doctor to deliver a baby, the woman might send for is a
midwife.
If a boy and his father have the same appearance, you say the boy...
Repeat that.
Right, if a boy and his father have the same appearance.
Oh.
You say that the boy...
Oh. And his father look alike.
Or he does what?
Or he resembles him.
Would you ever say he takes after
him? Or he takes after him, yeah.
Okay. Supposing they had the same mannerisms and behavior.
I would think that would be more likely to say he takes after him.
Okay. Have you ever heard of he favors?
Yeah. But that would be more likely to be appearance.
Favors his appearance,
yeah.
And take after him.
You want to wait a minute?
Yeah, that's okay. If a mother has looked after three children until they're grown up, you say she's...
raised them.
Right. Have you heard of her name?
Reared.
A child that's born to an unmarried woman is a...
Illegitimate or bastard.
Okay. Anything else?
No, that's all.
Right, and you haven't heard black expressions before?
No, I've heard one recently called yard children, but I don't know exactly what that refers to.
Yard children, but you're not sure what they are?
I'm not sure. I assume they were possibly illegitimate.
Okay, that's interesting. I haven't heard of them. Alright. Your brother's son is called your...
Nephew.
A child that's lost both its father and mother is...
an orphan.
And the person appointed to look after an orphan is...
Guardian.
Okay. If a woman gives a party and invites all the people that are related to her, you say she's invited all
relatives, all her kin.